The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of iRibe English Radio, now it's time to listen to a short speech by Shaykh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. I pray that all of you are well, inshallah, and that you are healthy. If you have a heart which is illuminated, this heart is facing God. It is shining, it is bright. But when we decide that we will take ourselves as our Lord, the heart now focuses on myself. It doesn't focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when it focuses on myself, hence this heart becomes inverted. Do you understand? This beautiful explanation, yeah? How does a heart become inverted? The heart becomes inverted because it focuses on the self rather than focusing on what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Hence, the explanation or the understanding of that is that this heart becomes mankus. Yeah, it becomes inverted. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that a heart becomes inverted in dunya, naturally it will have some effect in akhirah. Because a heart which stayed on Sirat al-Mustaqim in dunya became illuminated. And though we may not have seen that illumination in dunya, we said we will see it in akhirah. Likewise, a heart that becomes mankus, inverted in dunya, we will see it in akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you will see it how? أَفَمَنْ يَمْشِي مُكِبًّا عَلَىٰ وَجْهِهِ. Yeah? That one who walks on his face, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, is that person more guided or the person who walks straight on Sirat al-Mustaqim? We are told this is not an analogy. Yeah? That on the Day of Judgment, we will find people who will be walking upside down. Yeah? People who will be walking on their bellies. I know it seems like I don't understand, but no, this is the real manifestation of one's own actions in this world. They will be inverted in the hereafter as well. Then you have the one heart that is illuminated. Then you have this other group here, right? Where the Imam alayhi salam says, فَأَمَّا الْقَلْبُ الَّذِي فِيهِ إِيمَانٌ وَنِفَاقٌ. That a heart which has both faith and hypocrisy in it. The Imam says it depends on how they die. That is how they will be judged by God. And I feel that this is the struggle of life. The other two decided. They decided what they wanted to do. Right? The first group decided they wanted to walk on Sirat al-Mustaqim, and they made every sacrifice to walk on Sirat al-Mustaqim. They became illuminated. This other group decided they pick dunya over akhirah. Yeah, they picked it. They will do what their heart tells them, and they'll take the chances with God. God says that these are the people who are on another category. And then you have the chunk of the people. I think it's the chunk of the people, the majority of the people, who believe in God, but man, they struggle walking on Sirat al-Mustaqim. They struggle, right? And they are tempted, and one day they are tempted, next day they are remorseful. It's not that they have taken the temptation and run with it. You understand? This is that heart that we have to be very careful about. Because depending on how we respond to this heart, we will be effectively judged by God in that way. Even when you look at death and life after death, we are told that there are three categories of people in Barzakh. There are people who will enter the Jannah of Barzakh right away. Yeah, these are the people whose hearts were illuminated in dunya. Right? Then you have the people who will enter the fire of Barzakh right away, the hell of Barzakh right away. These are the people whose hearts were mankus and matbu'. They were inverted and sealed. Then you'll have the third group of people who are both good and bad actions that they have to deal with. They will have to deal with the consequences of their actions in Barzakh. What does that mean? It means that if they've done good, they will be rewarded for their goodness in Barzakh. But if they've done bad, they will have to suffer the punishment for those actions in Barzakh. And it very well could be that a person could be enduring both pain and joy at the same exact time, right? Because they have to deal with these consequences. These people will be judged by God and God alone, right? And the same happens to these people whose hearts are in this place. They are going to be judged by God. But if we find ourselves, if we were to do a little bit of soul searching, and if we find that this is where I'm at, right? I say Alhamdulillah, you know, because you have time to change now, right? If we listen to this lecture, for example, or this hadith, and we find that a heart is sealed and whatever, and it doesn't, like, this lecture will not even affect you in any way. It will just be like water trickling down your arm. It's gone. By the time you leave, it's dried up and you've not even thought about it again. But if you're a person who says that, you know what, I struggle, and I think this is where most of us are, this is where I am, we struggle, say Alhamdulillah for God showing us that we're struggling, because now we have an opportunity to go from this struggle to a heart which is illuminated, right? And that's where we want to be. And how do we get there? Again, I'll just say this, that we should embrace the faith and try to garner as much light as possible. That we should avoid those actions which remove the light, like hypocrisy, greed, bigotry, selfishness. Don't have these attributes. And number three, follow the Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt step by step. Yeah, follow them. This is why we gather on these type of nights, to learn from them, right? It's not going to be easy, but I'll end with this hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. The Imam says, look at these words, they're very beautiful. I think it's very apt what the Imam says. This is from Nahjul Balagha, Sermon 156. He says, فَإِنْ أَطَعْتُمُونِي, that if you will follow me, if you are willing to follow me, فَإِنِّي حَامِلُكُمْ إِنْشَاءَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ سَبِيلِ الْجَنَّةِ, he says, I will insha'Allah take you to Jannah. SubhanAllah. Look at what the Imam says. He says, if you were to decide to follow me, I will take you insha'Allah towards Jannah. وَإِنْ كَانَ ذَا مَشَقَّةٍ شَدِيدًا وَمَذَاقَةٍ مَرِيرًا, he says, but it will not be, but this journey, this following me, will be filled with severe hardships and bitter taste. It's not going to be easy, yeah? But this is the decision we have to make. Am I going to take this tough path, right, which will promise me illumination in dunya and akhirah, or will I just succumb to my desires and pick these other paths? But the result of that is something that we already know. The decision is ours, the guidance is there. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us the strength and the courage to follow the guidance that has been taught to us, insha'Allah.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.